You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Wholesale price-based inflation rate declined by -3.48% in May, a three-year low on easing prices of food, fuel, and manufactured items. The wholesale price index-based inflation rate has been in the negative territory for the second straight month. In April, it was -0.92%. In May 2022, WPI inflation was at 16.63%. The May 2023 data print of -3.48% is the lowest WPI print recorded since May 2020, when wholesale inflation was at -3.37%. Inflation in food articles eased to 1.15% in May against 3.54% in April. Decline in the rate of inflation in May 2023 is primarily contributed by fall in prices of mineral oils, basic metals, food products, textiles, non-food articles, crude petroleum and natural gas, and chemical products, the Commerce and Industry Ministry said on Wednesday. Over to global economy now. The British economy bounced back in April amid strong sales at bars and pubs, as well as a rebound in car purchases, according to official figures. The Office for National Statistics said on Wednesday that the economy grew by 0.2% during the month. The increase was in line with expectations but failed to fully recoup the 0.3% contraction in March. However, on a long-term horizon, the British economy is barely growing, hobbled by higher interest rates as well as strike action across an array of sectors, including in health, education and transportation. Samuel Toombs, chief UK economist at Pantheon Macroeconomics, said he expects second quarter growth to be unchanged from the first as the strikes rumble on. He also predicted that the extra public holiday in May for King Charles III's coronation to weigh on economic activity. Ahead of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's state visit to the US, American corporate sector leaders have said they are upbeat and excited about India and want to see a deepening of technological convergence between the two countries in industries like semiconductors, defense, cybersecurity, and telecoms. On Tuesday, the US-India Business Council hosted its annual India Ideas Summit, which was the largest gathering of Indian and American CEOs before the next week's state visit, which was probably the only topic being discussed at the meeting. Modi has been invited by President Joe Biden and First Lady Jill Biden for an official state visit, which will include a state dinner on June 22nd. The mood was great, very positive mood. Everyone is happy about the state visit coming up. Everybody wants to see our technological convergence deepen on things like semiconductors, defense as well, cybersecurity, telecoms, 5G and 6G. There are so many areas of convergence in deep tech and future tech, everyone wants to see more work on that, Atul Keshab, president of the USIBC, said. Meanwhile, Indian Oil Corp will set up an 80,000-ton sustainable aviation fuel plant with LanzaJet in Haryana, the refiner's chairman said on Wednesday. The company is looking at an investment of about $280.1 million, SM Vaidya said on the sidelines of an industry event in New Delhi. The refiner is also running a pilot project for green fuel in association with Praj Industries in the western state of Maharashtra, Vaidya added. In other news, Zurich Insurance Group is in talks to buy up to 51% of India's Kotak General Insurance, two sources with direct knowledge of the matter said, a deal that would mark its first major bet on the fast-growing South Asian insurance market. Backed by Asia's richest banker, Uday Kotak, the early-stage negotiations value the Indian company at around $800 million, and Zurich Insurance has expressed interest in both a minority stake of 49% or taking up a majority 51% stake, the sources said. The stake the Swiss insurer wants to secure will be worth around $400 million, they said. Kotak is still evaluating offers, including from other investors, but it prefers retaining control of the company after the stake sale, the first source said. A person for Zurich, one of Europe's largest insurers, said, as a matter of principle, we don't comment on market rumors and speculations. Kotak General Insurance, which is fully owned by Indian banking giant Kotak Mahindra Bank, did not respond to Reuters queries. And finally, here's what happened at Dalal Street today. Domestic indices ended Wednesday's session in green. The NSE Nifty 50 rose 39.75 points or 0.21% to 18,755.90 and BSE Sensex gained 85.35 points or 0.14% to 63,228.51. In sectoral indices, Bank Nifty fell 91.85 points or 0.21% to 43,988. Nifty Auto rose 0.17%, Nifty FMCG gained 0.59%, Nifty Metal jumped 1.42%, and Nifty Oil and Gas surged 0.91%. The top gainers on Nifty 50 were Tata Consumer, Grasim, JSW Steel, Tata Steel, and Power Grid, while the losers were IndusInd Bank, Bajaj Finance, Bharti Airtel, Axis Bank, and Hero Motor Corp. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.